Welcome to the Achievable FINRA podcast. I'm Tyler, the founder of Achievable, and we have affordable courses for the FINRA SIE, Series 6, Series 7, 63, 65, and 66 exams with industry best pass rates. Each Achievable course includes everything you need to pass the first time. A full textbook, videos on key topics, thousands of questions backed by our memory-enhancing algorithm, and full-length practice exams. You can try it out for free at achievable.me, and if you like it, use the code PODCAST to get you 10% off at checkout. This podcast was made from a video by Achievable's FINRA course author, Brandon Rith. If you'd like to have the visual aid of a video, please go to Achievable's YouTube channel and search for the video by the same name.
Limit orders are one of the four primary order types an investor can submit when attempting to buy or sell a security. And in this video, we're going to focus specifically on buy limit orders. There are four primary things to know about buy limit orders, so let's go ahead and jump into it. First, let's focus on that word limit. Limit orders oftentimes are referred to as, quote, or better orders. And if we think about the name limit, a limit is basically saying, hey, I want to buy this security at this price or better. To better understand this, let's say that we have a buy 100 shares at 50 limit order in front of us. Now, to the untrained eye, we might not know what a buy limit is, but if we replace the word limit with or better, buy 100 shares at 50 or better, we can get a pretty good grasp of what that investor is looking for. From the buyer's perspective, if they're saying at 50 or better, that means 50 or lower. When an investor buys a security, just like buying anything else, you want to try to buy that thing at the lowest possible price. Limit orders oftentimes are used by investors to get a better price than what is currently available. So for example, with this order in front of us, let's say the market price is currently at $53 a share. As we talked about, this order will not execute until the market price gets to 50 or below. There's a pro and a con to this type of order. The pro is if the market price comes down to 50 or below, they'll save money. For example, let's just say it comes down to 50. At 50, this buy limit would execute. The investor would buy 100 shares at 50. That would be $3 cheaper than the $53 market price we started at. If the investor had submitted a market order, they would have overpaid for the stock to the tune of $3 per share times 100 shares, which is $300 in savings in this example. Now, that's the good about a limit order. The bad is what happens if the market price continues to go up. What if it goes to 54, 55, 60, 70, 80? If that's the case, the investor should have bought at 53. They should have just submitted a market order. Of course, the future is unpredictable and we don't know where the market price is gonna go. So in a scenario like this, sometimes you'll win, sometimes you'll lose, but we have to understand the pros and cons to the orders that we place. And this helps us transition to the second point, the guarantee that a limit order provides. Limit orders provide price guarantees. In our example, we know that the investor is not going to pay more than 50 bucks per share for the stock. That's the good of it. What is not guaranteed is execution. The investor's order will not go through if the market price does not fall to 50 or below. Investors most of the time use limit orders to get a better price than what's currently available. It's almost like they're being a little greedy, right? In our example, the investor could have bought stock at 53, but if we place a buy limit at 50, we're trying to get it for a little bit cheaper. That could work in our favor, or we could miss an opportunity. On to the third point. Limit orders must be designated with a specific time frame. That could either be day or good till canceled. We call that GTC. Day orders cancel if those orders are not executed by the end of the day, whereas GTC orders stay in the system until they're either executed or canceled by the investor. In terms of time frame, it really just depends on what the investor is trying to do. If the investor thinks they can get a stock for cheap and they want to do it real quickly, they can place a day order. Or if it's a stock that they really want to buy at a lower price, they can place it as a GTC order, and maybe they have to wait a couple days, maybe several weeks. And if that order has not been canceled, eventually, if the market price comes down, it'll go through. Now to the last point. I'm going to give you an acronym that many people that take these exams think is helpful with these order types. That acronym is SLOBS over BLISS. At first glance, this makes no sense, but let's go ahead and define what the letters stand for. SL is sell limit, BS is buy stop, BL is buy limit, SS is sell stop. All this acronym does is it tells you where the market price needs to go in order for an order to eventually be executed. In this video, we're focusing on buy limits, BL. Buy limit, BL, is below the line. That's all we need to identify. It's below the line. So what does that tell us? That buy limits are executed if the market price hits the price specified or below. So going back to the order we brought up, buy 100 shares at 50 limit, we could really think through it and think of it as an or better order and think about why people use limit orders, or we could just use slobs over bliss. BL is below the line, so we know that the market price needs to hit 50 or below for this order to be executed. Now that we've thoroughly covered buy limit orders, let's put a question in front of us to really test if we understand this concept. All right, question is up on the board. If you want to, pause the video, see if you can answer the question yourself, and then we will attack it together. Okay, let's pick this question apart. An investor places the following order. Buy 100 shares of ABC stock at 75. After the order is placed, ABC trades at a bunch of different prices. What statement is true? Now, if we look down at the answers, obviously we're looking to see what actually happens with the prices that they gave us, the order they gave us. So we have to feel really comfortable with what the order is telling us and how to apply it in this circumstance. First thing, let's look back up at the order. Now it says buy 100 shares of ABC stock at 75, but it doesn't tell us what order it is specifically. It doesn't say market, doesn't say limit, stop, or stop limit. So a lot of people will look at an order like this and not know where to go. In fact, a lot of people would look at this and think it's a market order. Now you have to remember, market orders don't specify price. It's just whatever the next available price is. That's what I want. That's what we get with a market order. So anytime we see a price specification, there's no way it's going to be a market order. Here's the key for any type of order where they specify a price but don't give you anything else. This has to be a limit order. You have to make that assumption if you see a price and nothing else. If it's a market order, they'll have to say buy 100 shares at the market. If it's a stop order, they'll say buy 100 shares at 75 stop. Or if it's a stop limit order, they'll say buy 100 shares at 75 stop limit. The only order that the test takes can be vague with is a limit order. So again, if we see a price, nothing else, we almost have to imagine that the word limit is at the end there. This is a buy limit order. The easiest way to approach a question like this is to pull out our friend Slobs Over Bliss. BL stands for buy limit, and that is below the line. So we know that this order will only go through if the market price is at 75 or below. Now, if we go to the market prices that are given to us, we read this from left to right. Think of it as like a ticker tape. If you've ever watched a stock market show that's talking about stocks trading at different market prices, you might see at the bottom of the screen a bunch of scrolling prices with stock names. That's a ticker tape. And that kind of goes back to old school finance. If you were at a stock exchange and wanted to know, say, hey, I want to see what's Coca-Cola stock trading at, you would look up at the ticker tape, which would usually be somewhere up above you, and there would be a bunch of prices scrolling, which would be reporting the most recent prices of that stock. Now, all of that's just for context. It doesn't matter for the exam. We just need to make sure we're reading these numbers from left to right. And the first price that we come across reading left to right that gives us a price of 75 or below, that will be the price at which the order is executed. 76, is that 75 or below? Nope. 77, is that 75 or below? Nope. 74, is that 75 or below? Yes. 74 is the first market price that hits our threshold, and in fact, that is where the order is executed. And that will be our answer here. Now, a couple other things to point out. Some of the answers refer to a trigger. Limit orders do not have a trigger. You want to keep it as simple as possible with a limit order. Here we were just looking for 75 or below. The first price that we came across, which was 74, happened to be within that threshold, and that is the price at which the order is executed. Only stop orders have triggers. Limit orders just simply go through as soon as the price threshold that we establish is met. And with this question, it was 74.